What is the timeline for another vote in Scotland?
Well, it will have to be within the perhaps 2.5 years we're talking about now, given the Prime Minister's statement that he's not invoking Article 50, he's leaving that to his successor. So you're talking about 2.5 years, because it would make no sense to go out of the European Union and come back in. So the aim of Scotland would be to maintain our position within the marketplace, within the European Union, give certainty to companies, to families, to workers, and not have their livelihoods sacrificed and jeopardised by the incompetence of Westminster politicians.
As a result of the vote yesterday and events this morning, how closer are we to a devolved Scotland?
I think Scotland will become an independent country within the European Union. I think you're going to see a significant realignment of politics. I mean, already we have companies, you know, like who are, let's say, sceptical about Scottish independence, like Diageo, the great drinks company, say, look, if that's the only way to maintain our position within the European marketplace, we'll have to reassess our thinking on Scottish independence. If you're following the social media, you see lots of people who previously were opponents of Scottish independence are now saying, well, wait a minute, this is a new context, a new circumstance. So you'll see a realignment in Scottish politics.
You're used to life at the top. Did Mr Cameron have to go?
Yes, absolutely. I'm probably the one politician who has been in very similar circumstance in recent times. If you go to the people in a referendum and you take your case to the country and you lose, then you've got no choice but to resign. I had to face that 2 years ago. David Cameron faced it.
Not a selfish act, period of uncertainty now for the country. Didn't we need the leadership to see it through?
No. What he said was absolutely correct. He would have had been in a position of taking forward a platform on which he did not agree, which he fundamentally disagreed. He would have had no credibility whatsoever. Far, far better to allow this situation to arise where the people who argued for this position now take responsibility to take it forward. But remember, you know, the people of England voted by 6% to leave the European Union. That vote must be respected. But the people of Scotland voted by 26%, every single area of the country, to stay in that European Union.